Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are my strength. You are my peace. And you are my joy. You are my God. You lift me up. Hallelujah. In the power of your name. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you, we honor you, glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Nobody, no one is like our God. Woo, hallelujah. And he has given us a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Did you come with your shouting shoes on tonight? Did you come with your heart open for some good, good, good stuff from God? Did you come, or you just... you just came out just to be coming out. I don't believe y'all came out in this rain. You must be serious. I believe we got some serious folks in this house tonight. Amen. Amen. I don't know how far I will be able to go with this. But the Lord, it's something you heard before, but you haven't thought about it and heard it in the way that he has given it to me tonight. So the only way I know how to do it, just jump right in the middle of it and get asked it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, what I'm going to talk about is the manifold wisdom of God. That's what I'm going to talk about. And the Lord says some things to me. He said some things to me. And by the Spirit of God, I will do my best to convey them to you, to share them with you. Wisdom. Let me read you something about wisdom from Proverbs first. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Proverbs 1. If y'all can put that up. Proverbs 1:7. Let me get there. And I'm just going to read the Proverbs 1:7 says what? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fool despise what? Wisdom and instruction. Now get put me in James, we'll come back. Let's go to James 1:5-6. James, the book of James. I think I'll do it on this. I can do this better. James, the book of James, 1:5-6. I'm going to read it from two different translations. King James says, if any of you like wisdom, let him who do what? Ask of God that giveth to all men how? Liberally. And upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him do what? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, that means doubting. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. Now let's do the Passion translation on that. Ready? Passion. And if anyone longs to be what? Wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. He won't see you. He won't see your what? Lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you. To what? Scold you over your failures. But what? But he will overwhelm your failure with his generous grace. Whew. Verse 6. Just as sure as you ask, just make sure you ask how. Empowered by confident faith, without doubting, that you will receive. For the what? And biblical person believes one minute and doubting the next, but being undecided makes you become what? Like the rough sea driven and tossed by the wind. You are up one minute and tossed down the next. If I read on, it said a double-minded man, a half-hearted person, don't let him think he'll receive anything from the Lord. All right. Verse 5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God. Now, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Let's see where we want to start. Verse 5. Proverbs 4 and 5. When you get it, say amen. Okay, I'm on my way. Proverbs 4 and 5 says, get wisdom. Do what? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, for she shall what? Preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore do what? Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou doest embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ointment of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Amen.